This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. A little bit later in the program, at 9:45, Kevin McCarthy's going to join us. Did you see his big time thing that he had? I think it was last night. We'll talk to him about it.
Okay, I did not.
But I posted a picture in our Instagram stories. It's Kevin with Ryan Reynolds, like he's his boy.
Okay,
and yeah. I don't know who the third guy is.
Very good.
I think he hosted some sort of Q&A.
Got it.
With Ryan Reynolds, but I guess he's tight with Ryan Reynolds. I mean, he's texting with Josh Brolin.
He rubs elbows with A++++ listers.
Yeah, so we'll talk to him at 9:45 about what's coming out this week. But we now have Mike Marr, who's talking about old movies that he's never seen, giving us his reviews.
Mike Moore.
Well, before we begin, I would like to give a moment of silence for two tremendous Hollywood actors that we lost along the way this week.
Okay.
One, Gene Hackman, and Michelle Trachtenberg.
She was a tremendous actress.
You stomped on the moment of silence.
It's okay. Moment has passed.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I think it's Trachtenberg, but yeah. Who am I? I'm just a
professor Moore.
Yeah.
All right. So,
R.I.P. XOXO.
Now, the theme of this movie is hope and friendship. Two great things in this world. Hope, friendship. And I must say, this is the most fitting movie title I've ever seen. When you come to realize at the end of the movie just how it all kind of plays together, ties together, very fitting movie title. And this is based on a Stephen King novella.
Nice, okay.
Great word right there.
Right.
Now we'll
I know exactly what movie he's
we'll start
reviewing.
At the very beginning. We got a booze bag. We got alcohol, and we got a weapon. He's behind the wheel of a car, and there's some funny business going on inside a house, okay? And he has direct ties to someone inside this home.
Okay, maybe I'm off on this. Continue.
Okay, and he's going through a lot. A lot of emotions are going through him. You know, things are happening fast. Things are happening quick, like
all right.
Daytona.
Yeah.
Things are happening real quick. He gets out of the car, and he spills over his Jim Beam. Spills over some ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the movie cuts to a courtroom. One that was very intense.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting painted as the bad guy. And as I was watching the movie, I was starting to think, hell, maybe he is the bad guy. Maybe he did this deed that is getting painted or smeared across his name. Okay? And then he gets sent to a rehabilitation area. Don't want to say the... We could say the word prison.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
You get sent to prison.
Yeah, you get sent to prison. But hey, the best thing about this prison is everyone's innocent. I mean, everyone at this prison is innocent, as they say multiple times in the movie. Okay? And when he's in this prison, you know, some bad things happen to him early on. But then he kind of comes to... the type of person that he originally is, a banker. He gets back to his roots, and they're doing a project for the warden up on the roof. And, the great guy he is, he just wants suds for the boys. I mean, he just wants a couple pops.
Working his angles.
Yeah, he's just working his angles. But, he wasn't a drinker himself, but he just wanted to get a couple Miller Lights, a couple Icy Lights for the Pittsburgh lads that were part of his crew. And then... And then you get introduced to some more characters like Brooks, and Brooks is the old guy.
Red,
and Jake, his bird, who I may have encountered in Deep Creek at the end of my trip. If you remember that story when I encountered the Raven with his head cut off,
I'm
starting to think that could have been Brooks. But the main character, we'll call him.
What's his name again?
We'll call him A. Yeah, we'll call him A. We'll call him A.
People don't know the movie you're talking about.
You can
about.
Call him Andy.
Yeah, we'll call him Andy. Sure, that's a great name for him, JP. You're being a little obtuse over there. Why don't we slow down?
All right. We got to fill another 10 minutes.
But so, you know, he just gets back to his roots. He's doing stuff for the warden. But his passion project becomes this library. It's this rundown library that Brooks is, you know, kind of started and maintained and everything like that. And Andy is just so adamant that we need to, you know, grow this library, make it bigger, badder, better.
Andy.
So he writes to the state every single day for 6 years, just begging them for more... bigger funding.
Funding. What else does he have to do? Yeah. He is in a rehabilitation
This segment
center,
needs some funding.
As you called it.
And, you know, he finally gets his wish. He gets a big-ass budget. And just unfortunately at the time, though, Brooks is not really there to enjoy it. Brooks gets sent home. You know, he gets freed from the prison. And as Brooks said, man, the world went and got themselves in a big damn hurry. And Brooks,
that was actually a great impression.
And Brooks is no longer with us, man. It's very unfortunate. He was bagging groceries similar to how I was at Harris Teeter back in high school, and he just didn't really enjoy what was going on outside of the walls of the fine prison.
Do you think he knew the code for bananas? It was 4011.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one. That's definitely the code.
Did he leave his imprint?
Yeah. I mean, Brooks was there. And then later on in the movie, you know, Red goes back there. But one of my favorite parts of the movie is that Andy encounters a new guy on the block named Tommy. And Tommy's just a hard head, you know, he's always stealing TVs, big Mitsubishi, Samsung TVs, and, you know, getting caught stealing. And Andy takes him under his wing and wants to get him his high school diploma. And they're grinding in the library every single day. And he ends up passing his test, but... There was just so many heartbreaking deaths
got
in the movie.
Got his GED.
Hey, guys, GED is Jed. And, you know.
Did he get into Radford?
Yeah, he was part of that 7%.
Good one. Well done, buddies.
And, I mean, just there was a lot of unexpected deaths because, you know, I start getting gravitating towards this Tommy character. And it's like, wow, you know, Andy's taking him under his wing. Things are going great. Brooks donks himself off out of nowhere. Didn't see that coming.
That's
that was
weird.
Devastating.
Guys die in prison. That's weird.
Well, he died out of prison. But then, you know, Tommy comes forward with a bunch of, you know, evidence and stories that he can clear Andy's name. And then the warden just blows his freaking head off, man. Like, you know, that caught me so off guard. You know, they bring him outside and he's like, hey, you sure you want to talk to me out here? It's pitch black, yo. Hands him a Marlboro light. They're out there smoking and joking.
Yeah, how good do you think that heater was? That last heater.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. And then I knew things were, you know, heading south when the warden just looked at him, dropped his cig after like two puffs and just stomped on it. And then he was like, Tommy, you'd be willing to testify for Andy in the court of law? He was like, absolutely, sir, whatever. And then he just passed him on the shoulder. He's like, yeah, I thought so. And then just, Tommy, man. I mean, that's a rough way to go out for him. And then, you know, the very end, though, Andy breaking out. I mean, who saw that coming? Big shout out to Raquel Welsh. She's a missile right there. She's the only missile in the entire movie. She was a weapon. I don't know who she is, but, you know, maybe I should get that poster 24x36 on my wall.
Maybe you should Google that person.
Yeah, Raquel Welsh, nothing to joke about there. But, yeah, when he broke out, that was just incredible. And then the warden's freaking out trying to figure out how he escaped because, you know, he was on roll call at the end of the night.
Yeah, he vanished like a fart in the wind, Pix.
And then the warden's just sitting there with a bunch of rocks that Andy had sculpted. He's like, well, Raquel, you know the answer? And just launches it at her, goes right through her schnoz.
By the way, I love that Mar is referencing the poster as Raquel Welch. Yeah. It's not Raquel Welch at all. It's Rita Hayworth.
No, Rita's the first one.
Oh,
he has three posters.
Oh,
one for each era. Rita's the first.
You know what?
Marilyn is the second.
Yeah.
Raquel Welch is the third.
You botched war models, and now you're botching this one?
Well, because
I mean,
Cakes, you know what? Cakes doesn't know movies. Cakes doesn't know ball.
Well, I'll just be honest. The movie that he's reviewing, we won't mention the name of it, even though 99% of the audience already knows it. It's a massively overrated movie.
Oh, I love it.
In my opinion.
I love it.
That's just my opinion.
I'm not sure.
You have an opinion?
It's also a little obtuse.
I'm not
entitled
sure
to my
what
opinion.
The movie is.
Nuh-uh.
Hold on.
You're kidding me.
You don't know the movie he's talking about?
Not yet.
You don't?
I might not have seen it.
Oh, okay. You think I don't know movies?
Yeah. Well, if you say it was overrated, I'm glad I didn't see it. But go ahead.
It's not overrated.
Did it win
overrated.
Best Picture?
Well, that doesn't mean it's a great movie.
I don't know if it did. I don't think it did.
Movies are subjective. That's the great part about them. Okay. You can either love them or hate them or be ambivalent.
That's right. Schindler's List won Best Picture.
You got to give me like actors and stuff before. All right, go ahead.
Well, yeah, and then when he breaks out, though, the best thing is that he's cooking two books for the warden, and he does the old switcheroo. The old now you see me, now you don't.
Nice.
Yeah, and takes the real book.
You think Andy used Grok to do his taxes?
Grok
saved
says,
a bunch of money.
Mar should have used Grok to get this review wrapped up.
Did you get emotional at the end?
No. It was a happy ending, great ending. I mean, Andy crawled through 500 yards of horse manure and then went and planted a pocket of cash under an oak tree in the middle of nowhere. So his buddy Red. So his buddy Red, when he gets out, could, you know, go find it. And that's exactly what happened. And then he rode off into the sunset. One of the final scenes is Andy in a Cadillac or Maserati or something just going down the road. Going down the road, heading into Mexico because that's where his dream was to finish up there. Now, I will say Morgan Freeman was Red, if those of you aren't familiar. Morgan Freeman's narrating is top class. That's top shelf stuff. I've never watched a movie with Morgan Freeman narrating. Have you seen it yet, Jason?
Is Tim Robbins in it?
Yes. Yeah, Tim Robbins might be in it.
He is, All right.
I will be
in it.
All right, go ahead. I'll be honest with you. I have not seen the movie.
You never seen Shawshank Redemption?
Whatever, he's already done the whole movie. He did the ending.
I have not seen Shawshank.
Wow.
And this movie is just also full of great quotes. One of the ones I really like is, you know, hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, and no good thing in this world ever dies. Now, before I give my rating, I have a great quote.
I thought he says hope
movie.
Is a dangerous thing.
No, I don't think that's what he said.
And hope can drive a man insane.
All right, let's get that monumental camera over here so I can deliver the best quote in the entire movie. How often do you really look at a man's shoes? All morning, I've been dripped out in these custom loafers. My rating for Shawshank Redemption, 8.9.
Whoa. Wow. That's your top movie so far.
It was a banger, and I really look forward to next week. We're going to switch up the genre of movie next week. Open to, maybe what I
comedy.
Should watch.
How did you pick that one?
That has just been on my radar for a very long time. Friends have recommended it. Some of the lads here at work, online, people tagging me in tweets. It's just all over the place.
People can tweet you at Mike M Show, right?
Yep. Yeah, Mike M Show 1 on Twitter, and Mike M Show everywhere else.
Jason,
remind me your previous ratings. You had the most complete movie you'd ever seen last week, which you gave what?
8.7 was Heat, and 8.3 was 7. But I wish I could digress on 7.
You want to regrade it.
Yeah, but it's okay. I know I can't. It's an imperfect world.
Jason.
Yeah.
Shawshank Redemption is good. It's fine. It's worth a watch. But that's what it's worth, in my opinion. One watch. You would never go back and watch it again. That's just my opinion.
I disagree.
I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I'm a refined movie mind. I'm just telling you my opinion. I would never give it the grade that Mike Marr gave it. Maybe I should revisit it. Actually, I shouldn't, because it's kind of overrated. But that's my opinion.
I mean, it's similar to Heat. It's a 2.5-hour movie, and I just was drawn in the entire time.
Yeah.
I mean, I never once got bored, never got, you know, distracted. That's how I kind of help rate these movies.
What was the platform you viewed it on? Was it on, like, Netflix, or was it?
No, it wasn't on Netflix, Hulu, any of the streaming sites that I have, so I had to, go under the radar.
Understood.
What did you give it?
8.9.
There's no chance. I don't care. There's no chance in the world it's a better movie than Heat.
Yeah, to each their own.
Oh, my God.
Better than Heat.
You're kind of a fanatic.
I like it better than Heat. Both are actually
swept up in the mania.
8.9 and you get Heat 8.7? Ugh. Don't know you.
Jason.
And I definitely don't know you.
Stop being obtuse. Come on, man.
Jason.
I just disagree. Seen the movie. Jason, there's just no chance it's better than Heat.
There are literally 300 movies that are so much better than Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, probably 3,000.
I can list 300. I mean, with the quickness.
Tim Robbins is in a bevy of movies better than Shawshank.
Why do you sleep on Arlington Road?
Great movie.
Which he stars in.
I know, great movie.
Which is really good.
Another great quote in the movie that it completely ends with.
Yes.
Get busy living or get busy dying. Just boom.
Powerful.
Right there. Hey.
Like the segment. Yeah.
So an 8.9 for Shawshank Redemption. His highest reviewed movie of the year. All right, let's go to Kevin real quick. He's on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Kevin, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Yeah, Cakes, I'm so offended, man. I'm telling you, this is one of the best shows you can ever watch. I personally watched over 100 times.
Ugh.
And I'm even more offended that Lurch hasn't watched it.
Nope.
It's one of the greatest movies that you can watch. And honestly, you have to watch it more than once. Give it at least three times for you to be able to see it.
At least three times.
I gotta watch the movie three times to like it. I mean, come on.
It's excellent the first time.
Come on, Kevin.
What I'm saying is there's different things that you notice every time you watch
there's
it.
There's nuance that we're missing.
That draws your interest into the movie.
I'll just have to take your word for it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the call.
Kevin knows ball.
Kevin Barron, he's seen the movie 100 times.
It's a movie about hope and friendship.
It certainly is.
Did you believe that Andy was innocent the whole time while you were watching it?
No, I'm going to be completely honest. The first 20 minutes of the movie, I was like, I mean, there's no evidence that supports that he isn't the killer. I mean, he's at the house. He has the gun. He's all boozed up. They found ammo. I think it was 38 caliber bullets. They couldn't find his gun. So that is the only part that was kind of leading me to believe that he could have been innocent.
Andy Dufresne needed Thomas C. Mooney.
He definitely needed his help. No chance he would have spent all that time in the clink.
All right, good stuff. Mike M. Show 1 on X. If you want to hit him up with recommendations, he's seen Seven, he's seen Heat, he's seen Shawshank. These are all movies that were holes in his resume that he felt he needed to see. So we're doing the Mike Marr Classic Movie Review
every Friday.
Every Friday. We also have Kevin McCarthy joining us coming up in about an hour to tell us what to see this weekend. Don't go anywhere.